Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we have Larry on his mountaintop. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, just up here polishing those spyglasses, especially the long-distance ones.
Yeah, it sounds like we got trouble. We'll get into that. I just wanted to touch on the headlines from Stan on Earth changes. Folks, this stuff is coming up along with the wars and rumors of wars and corruption in government, all of that. But just listen to some of these. Weather forecast, tornado alley to wake, storms threaten 18 states. California's PG&E issues extreme weather warning. We suggest customers prepare for outages that could last longer than 48 hours. Wettest 12-month period on record leaves U.S. nearly drought-free amid rampant flooding. Water is what is killing people. Hurricanes could drench Florida in catastrophic flooding. Yellowstone eruption. Huge geyser erupts after laying dormant for years and years. North Korea suffers worst drought in decades. Fresh heavy snowfall in mid-May hits California. And this is not really paying much attention to what's going on around the world. Massive explosions of Mexico's Popo volcano caught on video. And this is just, this is part of it. 6.2 earthquake shakes El Salvador, Nicaragua. Scientists have found a new way that volcanoes form. What do you think, Larry? This, it's never ending. And yet I don't think most people pay any attention to it.
Yeah, and actually we've been having earthquakes the last 2 days pretty heavy, and a while ago they just posted a 4.5 magnitude earthquake in northern Oklahoma, so we're rattling.
Yeah, it's rattling everywhere. Magma is definitely moving, folks, and I'll never forget what Noah said about it. She said that the old volcanoes that were extinct would come back to life, which they are starting to. And in fact, Mount St. Helens, they're watching very closely. I remember Red Oak said that that was probably going to blow, but it would blow on the other side. So we'll see if he was right. Then he said Mount Rainier would literally blow its top. And, of course, that's right next to Seattle. And we got Long Valley Caldera. We got Yellowstone that's acting up. And then, of course, she said that volcanoes would start to form where none had been before. And actually, all of that is part of biblical prophecy, because if you read it carefully on Earth changes, basically volcanoes are what does a lot of people in, plus the pole shift. We'll have to get into that sometime, what a pole shift actually does. It's devastating. Depending on where you are, if you're at the pivot point, not much happens. But if you're not, you better watch out. Anyway, getting done with Earth changes, the world, Damascus under air attack, air defense missiles launching, sonic booms everywhere. What's going on, Larry?
Well, Israel is attacking Damascus. If you've got some of that, you can go ahead and read it down to where the covert starts, and I can fill in.
Okay. It says Damascus, Syria, under attack from airstrikes at this hour. Air defense systems across Syria lighting up with targets. Surface-to-air missiles are being launched. Before I read the rest of this, folks, you may remember Donald Trump told Israel to butt out, stay out of this. And, of course, Israel is not doing that. And I personally think what Israel's up to is to make America come to the defense of Israel, because Israel's going to get attacked for this. Anyway, sonic booms from fighter aircraft allegedly be heard over a wide area of Syria. Something tremendous is taking place. Israeli jets have hit Hezbollah positions in or near Damascus. That reminds me of Isaiah chapter 17. Explosions in a Damascus capital. Israeli Air Force operations now underway against targets in Syria. Various reports of Israeli jet fighters over Lebanon in the last hour. Huge explosions rocked Damascus. Syrian air defense actives around Damascus. Israeli jets being fired upon. All civilian planes are being diverted away from Damascus. Sounds of explosions have been heard throughout Damascus. Syria claims to have downed numerous of the projectiles that had been launched. Airspace around Damascus currently closed. Then another update. Russian Air Force has launched and is active over North Damascus and over the coast. Three Su-35s were spotted. I'm being told that strikes are against Iranian Republican Guard positions who were a clear threat to Israel. This is a direct attack on Iran, killing their forces. And yes, well, how is Iran going to respond? According to his sources at Mesra Airport, number of projectiles targeting the Damascus countryside still engaged. They believe them to be Israeli missiles. Let's see. And on it goes, basically. Israel fired 8 surface-to-surface missiles from the south of Golan. Preliminary informational talks about the Israeli attempt to target the military at the El Mazi Air Base. What do you think, Larry? What do you got now?
Okay, got some updates. Basically, to start where you finished there, Syria now firing missiles at Israeli decoys. Lots of decoys in the air, and another wave of a second wave of Israeli missiles coming into Syria. And what's interesting there, you know, I'll just add this part from the reports I got. Israel basically, because the Iranians and the Syrians knew where to expect them to approach the base, they fired the decoys, and the Syrians and Iranians and the Russians flew towards the decoys, which was a decoy. And the Israelis attacked from another direction. So a lot of decoys involved. The latest update says major Israeli offensive against Damascus, multiple targets engaged. Israel briefs the media. Israel has attacked IRGC targets and facilities in Syria and their weapon storage location. So there's been no response from the Syrians or the Russians or the Iranians yet. But if you'll remember the last attack, which was less than that, I believe it was Soleimani fired missiles into the Golan region, remember that? And so that has not happened yet. We're waiting, I suppose. We're in a waiting game now.
Well, this is kind of interesting that Israel, being told to not do this, is doing it. And so the only obvious reason they would do that is to suck the United States forces into this thing, because they'll have to come to defend Israel. And then we're involved, and the Russians are involved in this already. So, yeah, this thing can explode, folks. Here's a heads up from military officer. This is from, Steve Quayle, I guess. But it's not Steve Quayle. This is one of his updates. Yesterday, I was at a small meeting, 8 of us, discussing several things. And a lieutenant colonel who heads our unit, who just returned from a meeting at a different base, at the meeting was closing, he got sidetracked and mentioned that how military health care is delivered is changing. that in an event of a war with Russia or Iran, since we do not have air superiority anymore. Now, I wonder what that's about. Do you know what that's about? I thought we did have air. Is he saying the Russians have the air superiority now?
Well, if we go to war, they'll be using those S-300 and S-400 systems, and also their lasers and their attack, you know, the electronic warfare equipment. Now, they've never used that on us yet, but if they begin to use that, we're not going to have planes and missiles up there doing a lot of damage without hitting them first.
Yeah, it says, since we do not have air superiority anymore, we would need to do temporary internments. Well, that means burying them, I guess. It most definitely was a shock to hear. Interesting how he conceded, we do not now have air superiority, and now we need to change the way we practice medicine. No golden hour with rapid air evacuation. We will now treat injuries near the battle or move by ground transport. We would need to do temporary internments, actually bury our soldiers in temporary graves. Mentioned Russia and Iran as the possible countries to be involved in war. Then Steve Quayle says, all the words of real prophecy are stating that God will not fight for America, which is exactly right. He's turned his back on us. And as he has in the past, Democrats and the Republican cohorts have made war on God. Absolutely true. And this is once great nation has laid the groundwork for our own destruction. The Sentinels, God's protective angels, have all stood down. You better repent and you better believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Never turn down an honest heart who seeks him. Well, that's the key right there, who seeks him. That's the one thing that everybody is missing. You're supposed to seek and find. Anyway, we'll get back to Israel and Iran, because this is all, I believe, tied together. And I want to read something to you. I mentioned it once before, because I think this is what's coming. It's called the New States of America, a secret new constitution that was dug up in the archives and the records of what they plan to introduce. It's called the New States of America. I'm only going to read a little bit of it. I'll get into this later on, maybe, in another show. But it's very, very dangerous. It's exceedingly dangerous. It's actually a communist document. And what do we got going on in Washington? A communist coup. Clapper, Brennan, all those guys. Pelosi, Feinstein. They're all communists. I don't care what they say. They can call themselves progressive. They can call themselves neutral. All you got to do is not what they say. Go by what they vote on. They're communists. Section 8. The practice of religion shall be privileged, but no religion shall be imposed by some on others, and none shall have public support. The practice of religion shall be privileged. There goes Christianity right out the window. It's privileged. And they can tell you what you can practice, and they can tell you what you cannot practice. This is real, folks. I don't know why everybody, the American people, is sleeping. But they sure are. Section 8. There shall be responsibility to avoid violence and to keep the peace. For this reason, the bearing of arms or the possession of lethal weapons shall be confined to the police and members of the armed forces. Not interesting. There goes your Second Amendment out the window. These people aren't fooling, folks. They mean to kill you. And I'm very, very suspicious of some of the stuff we're going to look at tonight, because this is exactly what the protocols of the elders of Zion said they were going to do. And it doesn't matter whether Trump's complicit or not complicit, or whether he's being forced to do it. Doesn't matter. It's going to get done. Okay, the new states. Listen to this one. There shall be new states, each comprising no less than 5% of the whole population. Existing states may continue and may have the status of new states if the boundary commissions hereafter provided so decide. The commission shall be guided in its recommendations by the probability of accommodation to the conditions for effective government. This is a whole redesigning of the United States of America. This is what they got in mind for you folks. And I'm very, very curious why Trump hasn't publicly come out and simply said, folks, you fellow Americans, if you don't rise up and help me, this is what you're going to have. But he hasn't done that. And I'm a little curious as to why he hasn't done that. Anyway, that's all I'm going to read to you. But this thing is very, very deadly. You have a lot of rights, but all those rights can be removed in a state of emergency. And they can declare a state of emergency in this for any reason they want. So just as a warning as to why I'm reading this, you'll find out. President, there's the headline, to invoke the Insurrection Act to purge illegal aliens from the USA. I would say I remember in Germany, I wasn't an illegal alien, so I didn't really care when they came for them. I wasn't a Jew, so I didn't really care when they came for them. I really wasn't a Catholic either, so I didn't really care when they came for them. I wasn't a Protestant either, and so I didn't really care when they came for them. The only time I cared is when they came for me. And this is where we're at. Be careful when you do something like this. I know a lot of people, you know, they want Trump. You don't want to ever give your power that can be not revoked, by the way, for 6 whole months. You know what that means. Never. Once you give that kind of power to an individual, you got problems. I don't care who he is. Anyway, president to invoke the Insurrection Act to purge illegal aliens from the USA. President Donald Trump is planning on using the Insurrection Act to remove illegal immigrants from the United States. It may also be used to take under arrest entire state legislators, city councils, who have enacted sanctuary laws to directly interfere with federal immigration enforcement. According to multiple senior administration officials, the president intends to evoke the tremendous powers of the act to remove illegal immigrants from the country. And I'm going to stop right there, Larry. What do you think is going to happen when they start rounding up? If this is real, now we have no way of really vetting it. We have to wait and see if it actually occurs. But let's say it does occur, and he starts rounding up thousands upon thousands of individuals. And I've heard that they're actually activating some of these, what did they call those people that were going to do the roundups? Do you remember?
Oh, they would be connected with ICE agent, you know, some type of special agents.
Yeah, this is, well, there's going to be riots if he does this. They will come out in the streets. This is really going to get really interesting. If this is true, we don't know. We're doing the Insurrection Act, one official said. Under the Insurrection Act of 1807, the president has the authority to use the National Guard and military in order to combat unlawful obstruction or rebellion within U.S. borders. The act was last invoked in 1992 by George H.W. Bush to quell the Los Angeles riots – was also used by Eisenhower in 1957 to enforce school desegregation in the South. Insurrection Act, in case you want to write some of this down, of 1807 is a United States federal law, 10 U.S.C., looks like SS-251-255, until 2016 found that 10 U.S. Code Chapter 15, 331 through 335. Anyway, I'm not going to read that. But it is to deploy military troops within the United States to put down lawlessness, insurrection, and rebellion. That's martial law. That's what it is. They're just using it as a different thing, but that's exactly what martial law does. You go under military law. You no longer have your Bill of Rights. Everything is suspended. An official expressed concerns that Trump's use of the act's powers would face legal challenges, pointing to the lawsuits against the president's travel ban. He's not going to pay any attention to that. If he invokes this, that's a national emergency. And they, Congress, wrote the laws by executive order. And they never stopped them. And there's a whole bunch of them. When I did Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny, the video many, many, many years ago, I mentioned every one of those laws. They can confiscate everything you own, your food. They can put you into a FEMA camp. They can put you into slave labor. They can do anything they want. If you take a ship and it holds 1,000 people maximum, one more person and the ship's going to collapse, the official explained. The country is full. Well, that's actually not true. Our hospitals are full. Our detention centers are full. They added, ICE facilities were forced to release 100,000 illegal immigrants in the first 3 months of 2019 because of overcrowded centers. Now, some of this is absolutely true. This is what's going on down there. The question is, why wasn't it stopped? Did not Trump declare a national emergency along the border? Yes, he did. Has anything changed? No, it hasn't. So I'm just warning you, be careful. Like the Bible says, put your trust in God, not in any person. Let's see what else he's got here. What do you think about this, Larry? What's your take on it? I mean, I think he's going to have to. I don't think there's any choice.
Yeah, I think Trump's being backed into a corner where he's not going to have a choice at all because the Democrat, you know, if you, like you said, if you don't listen to what they say, you simply watch what they do. I can assure you right now, and this is my opinion, that Congress, in other words, the Democrats and the Republicans, with few exceptions, won't open borders, and they want us to be fundamentally changed as a nation by a massive immigration influx, just like they are doing to every country in Europe. And I can see now, Stuart, I can see now why Anton Johansson said the Lord showed him a second civil war that was coming to America, and a number of states would band together and refuse to be a part of this country anymore. And so we see it coming. We literally see it coming. And by the way, there were some headlines on Fox Business today that they've begun a massive move of I don't even know how many, thousands by the day, of illegal immigrants, if you want to call them that. Hal Turner calls them exactly what I've known of them for years, illegal aliens.
Yes,
you
that's what they are.
You can't say that anymore. Illegal aliens, that's exactly what they are. And they're moving thousands of them to locations in Florida. And by the way, the others are, you know, they're moving, I think they said 125,000 of them across the country. So, Stuart, we're not stopping this massive immigration, if you will, or invasion of America. We're just continuing its progress, moving them all. Instead of back south, we're moving them right into the country in all areas of the country, Stuart.
Yep, yep. And this is part of the UN. The UN told Trump, let these people in. They have a right to be here. There's that UN thing we got into, I don't know how long ago, but if you read it, it says that, you know, a person has a right to immigrate to any country he wants and shouldn't be prohibited. Then you got the Pope who came out and said, well, these walls are evil. These people should be allowed in. Unfortunately, of course, for the Pope, the hypocrisy of that is pretty blunt. Having huge walls around where he is and armed police officers. The Vatican Guard is all over the place there. So it's all right for him, but it's not all right for our nation. It's not all right for the United Nations because we shouldn't have a border. This is all part of the United Nations Agenda 21, 30, 50. And this thing about martial law is probably behind the scenes going to be a UN takeover. Because if you go into the UN, and they're, I don't have it in front of me, I didn't have time to look it up, but under their articles, and we are a member of the UN, they can come into the United States under threats to the international peace, and they can take over. And this is what this is about. This is about what you're going to see. This is what's coming. And that is why we have seen all kinds of UN vehicles, hardened military-type vehicles, all over the United States. This is going to be a UN police-keeping operation. This is what they've been gunning for. This is what the New World Order wants to do. And it's just too bad that this is the way things have to be, because the people who knew what was going on called for the UN to be kicked out of here. In fact, Trump more or less indicated when he was running for office that he just as soon remove the UN. But nothing has happened. The UN is part of biblical prophecy. It's part of the beast operations. And the American people have no clue as to the horrific nature of what is coming upon them. It's too bad. Anyway, nothing we can do about it. Washington is full of corruption, full of dishonesty, full of deception, and God knows what they're doing. They see in Isaiah, none seeth us. In other words, nobody's watching. Nobody sees us. Well, I got news for all of them. God sees you. God's going to destroy you. Oh, he'll probably use you, people in the deep state and whatnot, to eliminate the Christians, but then he's going to eliminate you. So you don't win. You only think you're winning. Flash, Kuwait, moving to full war footing after briefing by U.S. officials. What is that about, Larry? That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and it, they reported, said, Kuwait reports risk of a Middle East regional war is unacceptably high, moving to full war footing to support USA and allies against Iran. And Kuwait is reporting they expect war in the Gulf at any time. What's interesting is, you know, Trump was trying to keep Israel out of this fight against Iran, but you know, Trump was trying to use the Saudis, who had put together a Arab coalition, if you will, to go after Iran. And it appears that maybe this is the coalition that's actually causing the, you know, maybe the coalition's about to move. So, you know, we're just having to watch. We don't know. A lot of this stuff's happening, but you're certainly not hearing it on the news.
I'm seeing hardly anything about it. Anyway, this comes, the Kuwaiti National Security Council has just had an emergency meeting after briefings by U.S. officials. They are publicly saying the hours and days ahead are perilous and the risk of regional war is unacceptably high. They are moving to full war footing within Kuwait to support the USA and allies against Iran. Now, this is interesting because what do we have? Israel, America, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and that'd be Salman probably hitting a lot of that up, versus Soleimani on the other side. So this looks like this could go into a full-scale bloodbath. What do you think?
Well, it's very possible, and the unknown really is Russia going to get involved, or is Russia going to stand outside this? And the same goes with China. You know, China has forces in that region too, so we're really going to have to watch.
Yeah, it makes you wonder because I wonder how many nations are sending ships over there as this thing heats up. Because remember in Isaiah 17, it says the nations of the world rush over there with their ships. And this brings me to a prophecy that, not a prophecy, I guess it's a remote viewing, whoever, you know, and I don't care. I guess most people probably don't believe it, but that was Dr. Doom, Major Ed Dames, I think, that had that. You can't call them visions, but remote viewing. It's different. And they said they were over there and some object flew by the earth very close and the ships all scattered and went home. Now, Isaiah 17 says the Lord rebukes them and chases them away. So it looks like we're in these the areas of a gathering of the nations in the Middle East. That's kind of like what it looks like, don't you think?
Well, it certainly seems that way. And if you'll remember also, Red Elk had almost a similar, I think his was a vision.
Yes.
Or a seeing of an object that, remember, he said it looked like the moon at first, but it came by the moon and hit the atmosphere and glanced off the atmosphere and went into the sun.
Yes. And it triggered the sun, which is already anomalous. And the shockwave was horrific, I guess, when it glanced off the atmosphere, according to him. Okay, update on the Saudi situation is alarming and spiraling out of control, according to the Kuwaiti government statement. We are expecting war in the Gulf. Kuwaiti government press statement. Hal Turner observation. The Kuwaitis are very low profile. They are not given to wild statements like this, nor have their diplomats ever used language of this nature publicly like this. Very worrisome. Update 247. War against Iran will lead to World War III. Of course, this is what the deep state has always wanted. They want to get their Ayman, 12th Ayman, to come up out of his well, take over the world. Any attack on Iran would mean the elimination of Israel within half an hour, being broadcast on Iran media outlets now. The war against Iran will pave the way for a third world war, and any attack on Iran would mean the destruction of Israel. Again, same from a different person. He pointed out that the United States can start the war, but the end will not be in her hand, pointing out that the U.S. military targets in the waters of the Gulf will remain only a hill of ash, noting that before the dust settles, any attack on Iran, Iranian missiles will hit the heart of Tel Aviv. what do you think about that one? The rhetoric seems to be climbing rapidly.
I'm not shocked at all because that's the plan. Iran and its proxies intend to hit the heart of Tel Aviv, remember, and also one of the coastal regions there and do a lot of destruction. That's the plan.
Yeah, and all the world leaders, they meet and they plan out their little plans, like Psalm 2 says, and the ultimate goal, folks, is to get rid of Christians, get rid of Jews, and get rid of Islam, too, by the way. I don't think people probably realize that, particularly Islamists. But Yeah, that's the goal, is to get rid of all the major religions because they got a new one they want to put in place. Anyway, let's see, what else have we got here? U.S., this is a deal where they asked Israel to stay out of it. Really didn't ask. U.S. asked Israelis to keep out of Iran fight unless they are attacked. A fight has been already decided upon, is what he's saying. Breaking news, 15 May, U.S. have asked the Israelis to keep out of the Iran fight unless attacked, so the USA can keep an Arab coalition together easier. Same approach as they used in the 1991 Gulf War against Iraq. If ever there was evidence that a decision to go into battle has been made, this appears to be it, which I would agree with. I think they've already decided this. All the kings and rulers of the earth have got this figured out, and it'll probably go down according to Albert Pike's Third World War scenario. And the real target here is America. Bring us in. And by the way, what's going on with little old Kimmy, the whiz kid over there? He's been kind of quiet about all this.
Yeah, he's been kind of quiet. He's test-fired some nuclear-capable medium-range ballistic missiles. And no big deal. He's been very quiet, and nobody's talking about him. So there you are.
Yeah, and like I said on the other show last night, folks, don't be surprised if a couple of American cities get nailed. Iran and North Korea and China and Russia are all together in this. Here's another one. U.S. State Department issues travel warning. Armed conflict. Iraq air travel advisory, level 4. Do not travel due to terrorism, kidnapping, and armed conflict. USG ability to provide services is extremely limited. Department of State ordered departure of all non-emergency USG employees from Baghdad and Erbil. If things go hot, and it is looking like they may within a day or two, the general public will be blindsided by the outbreak of what could turn into a major war. What do you think, Larry? I mean, this is getting really, really dangerous. Kids have found the nuclear matches.
Yeah, and by the way, Stuxnet apparently has reared its ugly head again. Debka File, late this evening, has a post up that says, basically, I'll just paraphrase it, that the Iranians are setting up a firewall against a U.S. cyber attack as a payback for Tehran's strikes on the Gulf oil region. And they're reporting, from what I read, says Iran reportedly developed a new computer defense system watching for what they believe is going to be, and it appears Israel is indicating the same information that the U.S. is going to send in a Stuxnet variable virus and try to knock them out that way. A lot of this stuff is, it's old stuff in a way, but it's new stuff that hadn't been used lately, and remember what McAfee and the Russians said, that Stuxnet could never be removed from the system.
Yeah. Well, when you get involved in cyber war, that means also that they can, take out our grid, et cetera, et cetera. The enemy can. Now, I want to get back to the border and the border system a little bit. Larry, this is an interesting article. Where is the active denial system for border protection? Now, I want to remind everyone that Trump just authorized that excess military equipment be sent out to the counties, the local governments, et cetera, et cetera. Citizens of the United States spent tens of millions of our hard-earned dollars for the military through Raytheon to develop the active denial system, which is a heat ray, to be able to use non-lethal force. The system was developed and it does work. So why isn't it being used at the southern border to repel illegal alien invaders? It is a non-lethal directed energy weapon developed by the U.S. military, designed for area denial, perimeter security, and crowd control. Informally, the weapon is also called the heat ray, since it works by heating the surface of the targets, such as the skin of targeted human subjects. In August 2010, the Los Angeles Sheriff Department announced its intent to use this technology on prisoners in Pinchas Detention Center, stating its intent to use it in operational evaluation in situations such as breaking up prisoner fights. All this stuff is going to be used against the American people, is what it's going to be used for eventually. What do you think?
Well, I just think that a few of us and those that listen on this radio show and others are aware of what's going on. The rest of the American people, Stuart, they're mimicking exactly what Art Bell said. They can't get off the couch.
Yeah. Yep, unfortunately, that's right. Here's another headline that's kind of weird. American shock drop of mother of all bombs sends Russian nuclear forces to highest alert. Now, I've heard this from other places, that Russia is on a much higher alert militarily than they have been before. A too terrifying to contemplate MOD report following President Trump telling his Pentagon chief he doesn't really want war with Iran, and is then tweeting out, "My campaign for president was conclusively spied upon. Nothing like this has ever happened in American politics. A really bad situation. Treason means long jail sentences. This was treason." Is he giving the deep state a warning, or is this just rhetoric? What do you think?
Well, I would have to say that if you look at the language in that 1807 Insurrection Act,
yes,
talking about combating unlawful obstruction or rebellion, you could certainly include treason in that, and the states and well, maybe all of Washington, D.C., the deep state, you could start rounding them up. But we don't know where this is going, really.
Well, you know, I was reading an interesting article, and of course, search of all, you got to be really, really careful. You know, you just kind of read it and say, okay, well, maybe it's true, maybe it isn't. But she had an article about the possibility that Trump would actually literally, if these core cities or whatever you want to call them, he might go to war with them. And we would be involved in a real nasty revolution, is basically what she was saying in the article. That for some reason, something happens, and the government actually literally goes to war against these sanctuary cities and whatnot, just like, you know, the article said that we read. So, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think we actually would do that?
Well, I don't think Jesus showed Anton Johansson, if you believe it, over 100 years ago, a situation to where we actually have a civil war in this country if we weren't going to have one. And I'm not aware of very many insiders anymore that are not expecting. And I'll actually add this. You know, it's appearing like the summer of 2019 may be a booger bear in America.
Well, you know, I think you're right, because we are now into the 71st year. And if you looked at the prophecies, it says after the 70 years is completed, then I will come visit. Sounds to me like he's getting ready to come visit. Now, the breakup that you were talking about with Johansson was reiterated by several Russian scientists, if you recall, who said there was going to be a breakup into four or five units within America. And it would be, it kind of goes along with Jeremiah and how the United States goes down over a period of not a long time, actually, either. But, you know, when you mentioned Johansson and hurricane season that they're predicting could be really nasty, do you remember the hurricane that he predicted that would be in the Pacific, jump over into the Gulf? It was a supernatural storm, he said. It comes up the middle of the country, devastates just about everything it hits, then goes east, goes across the Atlantic, and finally ends up in the Soviet Union. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because he continually said that that storm had a supernatural nature, and it was beyond comprehension the damage that it would do. Really incredible.
So, you know, judgment, when you get, I don't know, the American people are really asking for it. Anyway, what else you got, Larry? It reminds me, too, of this Barry Rothman, this deal on martial law in the United States with this Insurrection Act. I mean, he comes out with this Bible code. Next thing you know, we're hearing these rumors about the Insurrection Act.
Yeah, and I don't know, Stuart, if you've looked at his website today, he's got a brand new one up dealing
yes.
with the intel agencies that have been all over him since I posted that show, that the new Torah code involving General Milley and Marshall
mm-hmm.
Law. He has been hammered by all the intel agencies. They're just swarming his site, and he's almost at war with them. So he struck a nerve, Stuart, and people that don't go to his site, arccode.com, should go to it and click on 2019 events, and you can find some stuff.
Well, I think it makes them nervous that the Bible codes can tell them what's coming. You see, this is the thing, folks, that are out there that are in deep state. You really need to read your Bibles because, you know, you think you're doing all this planning in secret. There's nothing secret to the Lord, absolutely nothing. And so you're not hiding anything, and he knows exactly it's in the prophecies. It's just verified by the Bible codes. But I find it so interesting that we get this Insurrection Act, and just before that, executive order on securing the information and communications technology and services supply chain. Under the FEMA executive orders, he can seize all communications. It dovetails back into that. And that is under a national emergency and a martial law situation. I think we're heading into it. I think this is what they've had planned for a long, long time. The deep state needs America to go down, and it needs to enslave the American people. And, you know, he's really pushing this 5G, 6G technology. And they are going over speed to get this done. So this is going to get extremely fascinating. And I guess the other question we have is, how long is the Lord going to tarry before the Great Tribulation occurs, or the tribulation period, Daniel's 70th week? Now, when is Kushner supposed to get They keep backing it up, but now is it June they're going to release this?
Well, they're talking about June, and of course, at the moment, Kirshner's been brought back to Washington, and he's busy working around Congress, if you will, not with Congress much, but around Congress, about the illegal immigration emergency. So, I don't know, June, July, and August is going to be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and To Be Av is coming up again, and then we've got Trumpets, and I don't know, folks. I just think this is going to get really, really interesting, and it's just not a good deal at all to what we're heading into. I got something here. Ready for updates? Cliff brings us up to speed. This is Cliff High. On recent developments not covered in the main series, some topics touched. Can we learn from Stravia heat map fiasco? Why is Antarctic traffic exploding? Let's get into that a little bit. What, you know, we talked about Antarctica. We've talked about how the Nazis and their anti-gravity craft, and we talked about Project High Jump and how Byrd went down there, and many people say he was simply defeated and came home with his tail between his legs. And I do remember a comment that I think it was General MacArthur who said the next war was going to be fought with aircraft and whatnot and strange aircraft that could travel pole to pole. You know, and I've got some pictures from the Byrd expedition, and several of them show a UFO clearly. You can see it, which is what they claim. What do you think? What's going on down there?
It's really interesting. We've had a little information here and a little information there, and we do know for some time that a lot of world leaders and important people have been sent down there. And, you know, if you were, you know, you remember the old Hanabus,
yes.
You know, the Germany, those were anti-gravity. And, of course, Stan Deo talked a lot about anti-gravity. He said it's no big deal. We already had it.
Yes.
It appears the TR-3Bs may be anti-gravity, too. And what's interesting is the fact that, you know, I wonder, because of the Nazis, the Hanabus, and all of this information and the underground operations apparently in Antarctica, could the aliens be involved from a underground location there with all of this?
I think they are, actually. He says, why is Antarctic traffic exploding? Why are we hiring thousands of civil service occupations? What's up with the incredible security clearance? What of the cruise and flight tourism? Is the classified space project relocating to the south? What to deduct from recent Giza pyramid energy phenomenon disclosure? And why is there still unclaimed areas while fighting over claimed land? Kind of interesting bit. Forbidden knowledge. Talking about, you know, Germany and UFOs. And I know most people just roll their eyes and think you're nuts. But we are having a massive, massive UFO wave. And when you have one of those, folks, Israel is at the center of it. And something is about to occur to Israel. And it's been really bad this year, hasn't it, Larry?
Well, it has, actually. And like you said, anytime there's a surge in UFO activity, it seems something is involved with Israel some way or the other.
Yeah, it's spiritual warfare. I've always thought that a lot of this UFO activity is actually spiritual warfare that is, spilling over into our time-space continuum. And that's why you see a lot of this stuff going on. anyway, it's just kind of interesting that we have all of this stuff now. Antarctica is coming back into the news. And then I got another one here from Chuck Youngbrandt of Vision. The heart of the U.S. Army was wiped out in one blow. Iran nukes U.S. Army. There have been a lot of people that have said that, and wasn't it one of the, not the Ayatollah, but maybe it was Soleimani or one of his people who said that they could take out one, our entire fleet with one bomb? And we laughed at it.
I believe that was, there's another one, Hassani or something like that, in Iran. Soleimani's in Syria at the moment and working in the Iranian forces in Syria and Iraq and Lebanon. But, yeah, it's a big deal. And they are threatening such a thing. And a lot of the missiles that apparently they were moving, which they refused to take back to Iran, you know, they were moving them around the Gulf and into Iraq and other regions, are cruise missiles. We're not talking about a small defensive missile. We're talking about a cruise attack missile. And those, some were reported hypersonic, possibly from China, that could take out a carrier.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we realize what we're actually getting into here. America's being flooded, and here's another article talking about borders. We all focus on the southern border. Here's the headline, apprehensions up 42% on northern border as Mexican Central Americans try to enter the U.S. from Canada. So it's not just a southern border. And they do come across. When I was living in Burlington, Vermont, a long, long time ago, when I was flying, we had a very nice gentleman who was a Border Patrol pilot, and I got to know him very well. And he'd go up and patrol the northern borders day in, day out. And they'd catch them coming across. But now, evidently, it's much worse. So I don't know. What do you think? I think we're heading into trouble. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think without any doubt, you know, trouble is coming. You know, but when a nation forgets God, I can't think anything in the Bible that blesses that nation. Can you?
No. No, we've had it. We gave the finger to the Lord on a number of areas. And we will not have this man rule over us. So if you don't have Jesus rule over you as a nation, you're definitely going to have Satan ruling over you. And that's exactly what he's doing. He is the overlord of the matrix. And you have only one chance to escape and get out of the matrix. And everybody's kind of mocking it. Folks, you need to get the book Frequency. It'll show you exactly why you need to get out of it. This is all real. People just don't, I don't think they get it, Larry. I just don't think they get it, how serious this is. What do you think?
Well, the Matrix basically, our frequency, you know, the book literally shows you the way out of the Matrix. The Matrix itself is right here, you know, in this world. And if
yes.
This world is going to hell, which I hear a lot of that being said, why would you want to remain in the Matrix?
I don't know. It's kind of like two magnets that love each other, you know, and they can't pull them apart. Well, Jesus told you how to reverse the polarity so that they fly apart. And we're just finishing up on the Mind Matrix, which is book two, and shows you even more. This is really real, folks. It's real. And it's dangerous beyond comprehension because you're being lied to by the churches. They haven't got a clue as to what's really going on. Very few understand this. And that's not because I'm saying so. That's what Jesus himself says so. Very few actually understand what's going on. And all I tried to do was bring it up into a language that everybody could understand. There's a lot of drawings in the book to show you how it all works. And hopefully people will pay attention to it. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And if anything pops over there, we'll definitely do an update. Sounds like it could pop anytime. You could wake up tomorrow morning and it'd be bad. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care. Heads up.